In for Nick Hammond this afternoon. We're about to get into Hot Off the Bench with Jude chatting to pro kite surfer. And this is the interview.
Hot Off the Bench with Jude Van Wyk on 5 Drive.
Well, on Hot Off the Bench this afternoon, I have a guy who spends most of his time not on solid ground and is taking part in the upcoming Red Bull King of the Air, a pro kite surfer, Josh Emmanuel. Welcome to 5 Drive on 5 FM.
Thanks very much for having me.
Before we get into the King of the Air, how did you get into kitesurfing and when did you realize that you could do it professionally?
So I actually got into kitesurfing in 2004 and I was 10 years old at the time. Yeah, I guess for the first few years in kiting, it was more just like a hobby and something that was fun to do. Sort of as I was finishing school, started to see myself progressing more and more, especially into the big air side of the sport, which really, you know, gave me that sort of rush and that adrenaline that you hunt for. First year I finished school, I got invited for the first time to the Red Bull King of the Air, but unfortunately injured myself about 2.5 weeks prior to the event, which was an 11-month recovery. And then the following year I competed for the first time in the event, and then I think this year will be my 5th time.
Sure. Is it a sport that you have to be relatively fit for? How does one train for it?
If you want to talk at competitive levels, and you know, anyone at a competitive level in any sport needs to put in a lot of time off the water. But just for your average Joe or your average person that would like to do the sport, no, it really doesn't require strength. You know, you can fly a kite with 2 fingers. It's just a matter of having a bit of cohorts and the guts to give the sport a try.
Oh, Josh, whenever I'm down in Cape Town and see kite surfers at the beach, I always think to myself, what if the wind takes them to sea? What are some of the dangers in the sport? Is the wind taking you out to sea one of them?
No, definitely not. I mean, just the simple thing of just letting go. You take pretty much like 90 to 95% of the power out of the kite. So it's just like that's our one simple saying, when in doubt, let go, you know, or when in doubt, bar out, which is your safest means to not let something happen.
And doing something professionally is nice because you get to travel the world. How many countries have you gone to kiteboard, and which is the best location in your opinion?
You know, and I get this question so often, where's your favorite place? And I go, well, what am I doing? You know, like, am I taking my surfboards with? Am I taking my twin tips? So it all depends what I want to go do.
You speak of the different variations. What are the variations, and can you explain how they are different?
Like, for example, for this event, for the Red Bull King of the Air, we would be riding twin tips, which is something that looks similar to a wakeboard. So either categorized into freestyle, which is more technical low stuff, or your big air side, like the mega loops and stuff, which is what you'll see for the Red Bull King of the Air. Then you also have wave riding, which is where we would call it kite surfing, and that would involve pretty much riding a surfboard with your kite and then being able to ride the waves and just sort of surf it. And then you also have another one called foiling. Basically, it's a board that's got a mast and a wing under it, and it's like riding a magic carpet, if you wanted to say. It's a board that would come out the water super silent, and you can almost kite in no wind. You know, you don't need much wind to be able to do that side of the sport.
How is the sport judged?
It's normally broken up into 3 different like categories. So the main, it's generally 60% goes towards height and extremity. I think the other 20% goes to like variations, the different sort of tricks that you're doing, and then obviously style as well plays into it.
The King of the Air is happening soon. You mentioned it earlier. Oh, firstly, when is it happening, and what do we need to know?
So the waiting period starts on the 18th of November and will run until the 3rd of December. There is talk and possibilities looking at the forecast that it could run this weekend, which would be quite early in the window, but I mean, looking at the forecast at the moment, it's looking pretty good. In terms of wind and some swell at the same time, which is always nice to have there.
I was going to ask, there can't be a set date, and that is set in stone because obviously the weather changes all the time.
We work on Mother Nature, and when Mother Nature chooses for us to ride, it's pretty much we get that 48-hour call, and they'll put the green light on, and then we know that we're going to be competing.
Josh Emmanuel, professional kite surfer or kite boarder, thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to chat to us on 5FM, and I wish you nothing but the best for the upcoming King of the Air.
Awesome, thank you very much for having me on the show. Hot off the